أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah is truly guided, and anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is only one God, Allah, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be aware of Allah with correct awareness and awe-inspired awareness, and die not except as Muslims. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. O you who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds, and whoever takes Allah and His Prophet as a guide has already achieved a mighty victory. In the opening verse of Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, O mankind, show reverence towards your guardian Lord, who created you from a single person, created of like nature his mate, and from the two of them scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Be conscious of Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and show reverence towards the wombs that bore you, for surely Allah ever watches over you. My dear sisters and brothers, every day more and more people are entering Allah's religion. Some reports say that Islam is the world's fastest growing religion. That may well be true, but these studies don't tell us how many people actually remain Muslim for more than 6 months or for more than a year. They don't tell us how many new Muslims also leave Islam feeling somewhat disillusioned and disappointed. I've heard some complaints from new Muslims saying that they find us born Muslims sometimes very exclusive and racist. They say that we urge people to take the Shahada and then we forget about them. We don't invite them to our homes. We don't treat them truly like real brothers and sisters. There's a big difference between talking the talk and walking the walk. What can we, who are born into Islam, do to help these who have chosen Islam as their new faith? What can we do to empower new Muslims? How can we remove the obstacles from their path to Allah? How can we facilitate our new brothers and sisters' journey to become full and productive members of the Ummah? Firstly, my dear brothers and sisters, let's not rush things. Too often we try to be too helpful. You can't teach someone in a few days what took you a whole lifetime to learn. You have to do things step by step. Allah urges us in Surah 16:1-5. Udu'u ila sabili rabbiki wa ma'idatil hasana. Invite others to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful speech. The key words here are wisdom and beautiful speech. What does this mean in practice? Here are a few suggestions based on my own humble observations and experience. First of all, my dear brothers and sisters, keep things simple. Islam is not a complicated religion with confusing dogmas and practices. The kalima shahada can literally be summed up, summarized on the five fingers of one hand. It's putting those universal principles into practice. That's the hard part. And the most important thing to remember is that there's a big difference between Islam and culture. Islam and our ethnic, national, or tribal culture is not one and the same thing. Islam is a universal set of moral and ethical principles that fit into every time and space. Muslim cultures reflect different ethnic, geographic, and historical influences at different times and different places. Don't confuse the two. For example, forced marriages, the oppression of women, the so-called honor killings have nothing to do with Islam. These are pre-Islamic tribal practices that Islam came to destroy. Don't impose your own cultural excess baggage on your new brother and sister. New Muslims want to know how best to serve Allah within their own capacity and limitations. Make it easy for them. Keep it simple. Our new sisters and brothers can actually keep their original names. They don't have to have an Arabic name. That's optional. They shouldn't alienate their family and their friends. On the contrary, ties of blood and friendship must strengthen and rise to a higher, more meaningful level, illuminated by love for Allah. Also, very importantly, a word about dress code. Please, brothers and sisters, there is no such thing as Islamic clothing. You see a lot of it marketed around Islamic clothing. There's no such thing, really. Islam allows us to wear any modest, clean, attractive, unostentatious clothing, and that's it. Don't confuse Islam with Muslim cultures. Becoming a Muslim is not like you're coming to a fancy dress party. Tell your new brother and sister that it's quite halal for them to continue to wear the usual Western clothing, providing it's modest and clean and doesn't show the body off. And, of course, meets the requirements of awrah. We shouldn't pressurize our new Muslims to wearing hijab, niqabs, and burqas. Modesty is essential, but ethnic dress code is an option. Let the hijabs take care of themselves as time goes on. There are many good Muslims who don't even wear hijab, but who in time realize that this is important. But don't force these things on people immediately. It's something that comes on with time. To dress yourself up like a wannabe Arab or a wannabe Pakistani doesn't make you a better Muslim. A good Muslim personality is constructed from the inside, not from the outside. It begins with the right attitude, the right disposition of the heart. When the attitude is right and the qalb, the heart, the spiritual heart is in good shape, sound, then everything else, including hijabs, niqabs, burqas, beards, thobes and turbans, may or may not take care of themselves later. Let's always keep our sense of proportion and perspective, and remember our priorities. From cultural baggage, let's talk a little bit about ideological baggage. Don't try to make your new Muslim brother or sister into a loyal Salafi or a Sufi. Don't try to turn them into a Pakha, Diobandi, Barelvi, Wahhabi, Hizb ut-Tahriri, militant jihadi, or Tablighi Jamati, a Shia-hating Sunni or a Sunni-hating Shia. Please, my dear brothers and sisters, Islam is very simple. And anyone who says the kalima shahada, we must accept that. Let Allah be the judge. Don't let us be judgmental towards others. And don't teach others to be judgmental. In Islam, diversity is celebrated and not feared. Being a good Muslim means to be at peace with oneself and one's creator, to be at peace with all of Allah's creation, both inwardly and outwardly. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remind yourself and your new Muslim brother and sister that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred small, repeated acts of kindness to the grand gestures that are sometimes done just occasionally. Grand gestures are often just done for show, but small, repeated actions build real sound character and help to polish the heart of moral and spiritual pollution. Teach your new Muslim sister and brother to be inclusive, not exclusive. Don't become judgmental, as I said. Allah is the best of judges. He alone knows the secrets of all hearts. Urge new Muslims to be merciful with themselves and with others. Allah is Ar-Rahman, the All-Merciful. First and foremost, that is Allah's greatest attribute. His last Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent as a mercy unto all the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Very importantly, brothers and sisters, any manifestation of Islam that lacks mercy is a serious danger, as Allah warns us in Surah Al-Zukhruf, the inner apartments. And whoever turns himself away from the remembrance, the dhikr of Ar-Rahman, the compassionate, we appoint for him a shaitan, a Satan. So he becomes his close companion and associate. And most surely they, the Satans, turn them away from the path, although they, the people, persistently imagine that they are rightly guided. Very serious verses. It's a serious warning. Let us never remember to be merciful, because people who try to push forward an Islam agenda without remembering mercy are in danger of becoming a awliya of shaitan rather than an awliya, a friend of Allah. They are becoming friends of shaitan. That's a very dangerous position to be in. Which leads us to the next point, my dear brothers and sisters. If anyone became a Muslim in order to wage a war on the kuffar, you hear this quite often, tell them they've made the wrong decision and you can't help them at all. They've come to Islam for the wrong reason, or they've come to the wrong religion. Tell them that the world is like it is because of human failings brought on by the ignorance of Allah's message or in defiance of Allah's will. Yet, everything happens with Allah's permission. Everything happens with Allah's permission. We can only put things right with hard work, with justice tempered with mercy, and at all times showing patient perseverance and staying within the limits prescribed by Allah, the hudud prescribed by Allah. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah is with those who patiently persevere. That doesn't mean to say you sit down and do nothing. You persevere doing the right things, big things and small things, but doing things that please Allah, and ask Allah to put barakah into your actions. Whatever we do, we have to work strictly within the moral and ethical limits decreed by the Quran and the prophetic Sunnah. We often hear people say, desperate times call for desperate measures. My dear brothers and sisters, this reaction belongs to the realm of Hollywood movies. This is not for Allah-conscious Muslims. Islam is not a religion for desperados. We Muslims have to work hard, and we have to rely totally on Allah, and we will be rewarded, inshallah, by a heart filled with rida, that is, a serene acceptance of whatever Allah has decreed. When we strive energetically to please Allah, we can cultivate a sense of utter reliance on Him, and Allah will fill our hearts with absolute certainty, yaqeen, that His help is always near. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ In time, this inward struggle will be rewarded with sakina, which is a deep sense of inner peace, a serenity, a calm confidence that despite the chaotic and confusing appearance of the world outside, Allah is in complete control. Sakina is the prize for trusting Allah completely. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Glory to Allah, praise to Allah, there is no power and no strength except from Allah. My dear sisters and brothers, we are talking about empowering new Muslims. One final point I'd like to discuss is about da'wah, calling others to Islam. There are many individuals and groups up and down the country who are feverishly working on this project, outside railway stations, on street corners, and in shopping malls. And I do not want to belittle or diminish the good work they are doing, mashallah, because they are doing it with the best of intentions. But also, one of my main worries about this current pervasive enthusiasm for da'wah is that sometimes people get carried away and they apply too much pressure on people to take the shahada. They behave something like those dodgy insurance salesmen that are always trying to sell you something and use all kinds of tactics to put pressure on you. And I don't think that is the right way to promote Allah's religion. We sometimes forget that it's not we who are guiding people to Islam. Allah chooses whom He pleases for His religion. At the beginning of this khutbah, we heard the words in Arabic, May yahdillahu fahuwa al-muhtad wa may yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyan murshida. Those whom Allah chooses to guide, no one can lead astray. And those whom Allah leaves to stray, no one can guide. So we must always remember that. We mustn't mislead ourselves into thinking that people take shahada because of our efforts. We shouldn't pressurize others into taking Islam. Islam isn't about numbers. It's about quality. The quality and caliber of individual Muslims. That's what really matters. The Sahaba were not huge in number. They didn't number millions of people. There were a handful of people, but Allah gave them a whole civilization to carry forth and lay the foundations of this great Muslim civilization that we are enjoying today. So it's not about numbers, it's about quality. None of Allah's prophets used emotional blackmail or clever marketing tricks to find followers. They weren't spin doctors or public relations gurus. They simply conveyed the divine message in words and actions like living Qur'ans and left Allah to do the rest. And we should do the same. The results are not in our hands. The efforts are in our hands, but the results are not in our hands. And we should give people time to reflect on what we have told them and showed them about Islam. In Allah's good time, if Allah decides to guide them, they will take shahada. But it doesn't depend on our pressure. And quite often we can do more damage than good. The shahada is far too important to be treated lightly. Becoming a Muslim is a big responsibility. When we do the work of Allah, let's make things easy for people. Be truthful, be generous, and above all, be patient. Dear brothers and sisters, to conclude our khutbah, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون ولا ذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Surely Allah commands justice, good deeds and generosity to others and to relatives, and He forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. And He instructs you so that you may be reminded. And remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject faith. And without doubt, remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life, and Allah knows the deeds that you do. Ameen. Aqim as-salat.